some things in my life I don't want you messing with. I've carried this old pocket knife about 25 years. I've had it in my pocket. Just a small one, but I've carried it. In case I need to cut a watermelon. I get up every morning, hit a couple of licks, make sure it shaves. That way, in case I want to cut my fingernails, ready. I told my children years ago, I said, don't touch it. One boy said, is it sharp? I said, leave it alone. He said, is it sharp? He cut his finger to the bone. I said, oh, baby, that's cute. Do it again. And never fool that knife again. I got a pistol hangs on my bedpost. He said, why you put it on your bedpost? Well, I can reach it real quick. Oh, nobody messing with that pistol. You said, you had 8 children? Yeah, is that pistol loaded? All the time. I never had any use for an empty one. Loaded. All, I don't want nobody. Them children knew it was suicide to mess with it. Never had a child to pick it up. I've got a little old, a small Derringer I carry in my pocket. It's a 45. That big. Nobody will fool. It's cute. That's the cutest little thing I ever seen. Nobody. And my wife, I don't want nobody to mess with my wife. Just leave her alone. Leave her out of this thing. I was going to Howell Park Baptist Church and a deacon over, I said something ugly to my wife, and he's going down Bailey Avenue, and I had a meat cleaver. I'd been saved about 6 months, and they called me in the office and said, you ain't supposed to run a deacon with a meat cleaver. I said, sucker, ain't supposed to be talking ugly to my wife either. My wife. You leave my wife alone. Amen. Amen. Amen.